Are you worried about the future job market? Have you considered changing careers? In this episode, we answer many questions and provide tips and advice on how to increase your job opportunities for the future. Welcome to the New in Sweden podcast, a podcast where we explain, give tips, and provide good advice on job searching and working in Sweden. The podcast is aimed at those who are new to the country. The title of today's episode is Dare to Change Careers. In the studio, you find me, Ziza Madani, and my colleague Per Axelsson, both working here at the Swedish Public Employment Service. To all of you who have listened to the podcast before, welcome back. And to all new listeners, an extra warm welcome. Great that you have found your way here. And at the end of this episode, I hope Per will share some super tips again. Right, Per?
Of course, Isa.
Sounds good. Per, a friend of ours mentioned the other day that she's a bit worried about her future in the job market.
I see. Is she about to lose her job?
Well, she has worked for many years as a translator. Now, the AI tool ChatGPT does her job in a matter of a second.
Okay, I understand. Many people are concerned about this now. But you have to ask you, as a job search expert, what did you tell her?
Well, I tried to make her think in a different direction, to change career path.
Change career path? That's interesting. Tell me more.
Well, to increase her job chances, I suggested her to start thinking about working in a completely different industry.
That's good advice, as this is really relevant now. The world is changing rapidly. And the job market is changing. We all need to learn how to handle and adapt to these changes.
Exactly. And hey, I'm thinking about the film that we made about the flight attendant who worked for 30 years. But then the pandemic hit and she lost her job. Do you remember the film?
I remember the film, of course. It's on Arbetsförmedlingen Play.
It was so interesting to follow Ann-Helene, as she's called. Understanding how she used her experience working with people to find a job in HR. Sure, they're entirely different professions, but the knowledge about people allowed her to make the switch. It's so cool.
Very. This story reminds me of another example. A colleague who worked for many years with newcomers told me about a man from Syria who had worked as a lawyer for 20 years in his home country. But when he came to Sweden, he couldn't get a job as a lawyer. He would need to go through the entire law program again. So he ventured into a completely new profession. He tried various industries, but where he found success was as a business consultant. He started his own consulting firm, helping other companies with legal matters, contracts, and strategies.
Well, I think that's crucial, daring to think in completely different directions.
Yeah. But Sisa, it's not always easy to change careers. It requires a lot, doesn't it? What should one consider then?
Well, many think they must start from scratch when changing careers. But that's not the case. Use your life and work experience in a new area. Would it surprise you if a taxi driver became a therapist, or a therapist became a taxi driver?
I like your perspectives.
Well, but both professions involve a lot of listening and social competence, right?
Yeah, well, you're right. Another thing, we talked about AI earlier. How do I know if my profession or what I've trained for is in danger?
Well, I would say check if there are enough job ads in your field. If there are, then it's a good sign, for now at least. If it's quiet, though, it could be a wake-up call for the future. Also, look at the forecasts.
Where can one find these forecasts?
At arbetsförmedlingen.se, of course. Every year, they ask different companies about their hiring plans, whether they will need more staff or not. The forecasts are available on the website, It's called Hitta yrkesprognoser.
Yeah, interesting. I have another tip. It's important to take the interest guide available on the Employment Service website. It's called Intresseguiden.
Yes, it's a test whereby answering 12 questions, you get suggestions for professions that suits you based on your interests. Highly recommended.
And you know what? I tried it a couple of times, and it's really inspiring with all these ideas for new fields you get.
Well, that's one of the most important aspects when changing careers. What skills can you bring to the next profession?
Another thing I'm thinking about, if you're interested in a new profession, check out our service called Find Professions, Hitta Yrke, on our website. You get answers to almost everything about professions. What is required? Do you maybe need to take a course or learn something new to get the job you want?
Yes, it doesn't always have to be a lengthy education. It could be a short course where you can study on your own. Sometimes Arbetsförmedlingen can help you with an internship to learn new professions.
One thing I must mention before I forget it, networking. Meet people, attend meetings, talk to people already working in the field you're interested in. It really helps to learn more about the profession you want to get into.
And if you feel lost, don't be afraid to ask for help. Arbetsförmedlingen can provide valuable tips about jobs and careers. Sometimes you might have the opportunity to participate in labor market training to increase your job chances.
And don't forget to update your CV and cover letter. Highlight the things you can do that fit the new job. Then, I would like to emphasize the importance of investing in language. Learn Swedish even better. Language is truly the key.
Well, Per, it's time to wrap up. And you always have some super tips to share. What's on your mind?
It's always nice to share, Sisa. Today, among other things, I have something I learned from a book about Japan.
Well, let's hear it.
It's called Ikigai. It's a Japanese concept that can be translated as a reason to get up in the morning. And it's the power found in the combination of what you love to do, what you're good at doing, what you get paid to do, and what the world needs from you. Write it down. You can find a lot of inspiration and strength in this.
All right, Ikigai. Thank you so much, Per. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.
You have been listening to the New in Sweden podcast by Arbetsförmedlingen. You can find all previous episodes at arbetsförmedlingen.se/play. If you have any questions, tips or ideas, please email us at podcast@arbetsförmedlingen.se. This episode was produced in the autumn of 2024.